tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Burn, baby, burn. That right there was Disco Inferno by the Tramps. And I'm Colin. I'm your host of Soapy Serenades, which used to be Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Now, with this radical shift to Thursdays at 1 p.m., gasp. I hope that you folks are ready for a fun show. Because we're kicking off a new semester, and we're kicking off a new WMFO schedule. So I decided to kick it off in a good way. Today is a disco day. If you think that disco should die, then I would recommend tuning off now. And I see that some of us already have, which, you know what? Cool beans. You do you. But yeah, we're doing disco today. Hope that you all enjoy it. I know that I will. I've been in a big disco mood recently. But you know what? Let's send it over to Colin for a PSA. Thanks, Colin. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio, no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College, what do you know? Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Not quite keeping it freeform, keeping it funky is what I would say. With that, thank you all again for tuning in. I love having you here with me, indulging me in my musical journeys. So I said that we get right back into it. This next song I just picked up on, well, I picked up the album off vinyl. It's off of C'est Chic by the band Chic, known for their guitarist, Nile Rodgers. I was talking to the vendor about the album, and he honestly didn't know much. He just kind of picked it up, or, you know how vendors are. They don't really know all of their music, but they're big music heads regardless. And this guy, he was just talking about, like, you know, Nile Rodgers and how influential he was. But then I put him onto this song, which I've known for a little while, but hearing it on vinyl, off of that warm, crisp, you know, that needle dragging along grooves of the wax, it's a different experience, you know? So let's get back into it. I'll quit yapping. This right here is Chic Cheer by Chic. Enjoy. Thank you.
chic. Consider yourself unique. Just one favor we ask. We hope it's not too hard a task. If you don't mind, would you please get up off of your seat and remain chic, 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 chic.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin, and today is a disco day. If you haven't been tuning in, every single song that I'm playing today is disco. I'm waiting to see all those numbers drop off right now. Hey, nobody's left. Good. All right. So yeah, that last song that you heard was Release the Beast by Breakwater, notably sampled in Daft Punk's Robot Rock, which is one of my favorite Daft Punk songs, besides, you know, all of Discovery, because that is one of the greatest albums ever. And then before that was Everyone's a Winner by Hot Chocolate. They're known for their release, You Sexy Thing, which is, I don't know, popular gentleman's club song, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Also in the news, Faye Webster released a new single today, who I saw in concert not too long ago. It's called Feeling Good Today. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm not going to be playing it during this airing because I do not want to break away from the theme of disco. Disco will never die as long as I'm on WMFO 91.5, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, spinning these tunes. So let's get back into some traditional disco right here, because I feel like I've broken too far off the beaten path. This here, I'm not even going to say what it is. You're going to know it. All right, let's get into it, folks.
We'll be right back. Feeling
All right, folks. That right there was a Stop by Kool and the Gang. Before that was Put the Word Out by Heatwave. And the one before that went without introduction. That one was Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire. But on this topic of disco and the current state of disco, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a history lesson. So, on July 12th, 1979, in Chicago, Illinois, specifically Comiskey Park, which was the former home stadium for the Chicago White Sox, there was a night that went down in infamy known as Disco Demolition Night. Radio shock jock Steve Dahl incited a group of tens of thousands of anti-disco teenagers who hated the current state of dance music. And after, you know, advertising this on the radio for months, he said, you know what? We're going to take it to the extreme. And he took tens of thousands. He expected around 5,000 to 20,000 at most people to show up to Comiskey Park. 50,000 people showed up, and then thousands of others kept on sneaking in for a night of disco hatred. The night culminated in a stack of disco records in the middle of Comiskey Park being blown up with TNT, causing extreme damage not only to the stadium, but also to the event-goers. Some of them were severely injured as a result. People were throwing vinyl records onto the stadium, onto the field, and hitting people. They destroyed batting cages. They destroyed the dugouts. It was an absolutely wild night. And guess what? It was in between two games. So they had a twilight, game going. So they had one, and it was against the Detroit Tigers. So they had one in the late afternoon, then Disco Demolition Night happened, and then they were expected to play again. Eventually, the Detroit Tigers forfeited. They were like, we can't play under these conditions. I mean, half of the stadium is blown up. So that was the night that many said that disco died. But you know what? I think that Barry White is here to prove us wrong. Talk to me, Barry.
I must relax you. I mean, totally relax you. Because love is a kind of a thing that you shouldn't do unless you're totally at ease. So baby, let me totally relax you to where you feel that you're ready for anything. Let me put my hand right there. Lord have mercy. Right there. And together we'll fly high in the sky. Don't be afraid to touch me, baby. Girl, let's be real. There's nothing wrong.
All right, folks. Well, it's been fun. It's been really fun. Today has been a day full of disco and whimsy and joyous occasions. So thank you all for joining me. This has been Soapy Serenades. I'm Colin. And one last piece of information before you go. Patrick Beverley has been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Wow. All right, folks. This has been Soapy Serenades. I'm Colin. Tune in next week for another... I can't promise that it's going to be disco, but it will be fun regardless. Another edition of Soapy Serenades. So make sure you scrub behind your ears. And I'm going to let this gentleman play us out. This right here. Oh, sorry. Last couple songs. Sunny by Boney M. Love Will Always Find You by Donna Summer. And It's Only Love Doing Its Thing by Barry White. Sorry, I got sidetracked by Patrick Beverley. I'm going to let Mr. Lou Rawls play us out. Play it, Mr. Rawls. You'll never find another love like mine. Sing it.
You're gonna miss my love. disappears. My ears disappear when you come around. Everything else vanishes. Crowds slowly fade when you come around. Everything evaporates when you come around, around, around. On the news at night, they talk about the disappearances. They interview the people who were witnesses. Most are shocked, some don't care. When you come around, everything else disappears. My mouth disappears. When you come around, everything else vanishes. Birds have no heads when you come around. Around.